John reached out. He and Melinda are listening, saying, hey, if you could play me some Waterboys, that would be pretty awesome. So I did. How about a girl named called Johnny? For John. Some Waterboys by request. If you ever have a request, do what John did. Send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Like, even when you're thinking about it, it could be like a Tuesday afternoon, and you're not really focused on work. You're like, oh, let me email that Boxster guy, because there's a song that I just realized that he should play. In fact, Tom did that, and I didn't play his song. Sorry, Tom. I just realized that. It was in my list of songs, too. We'll get to that one, Tom. It was a good one that he had emailed me a week back or so. It's a teaser to make him continue to listen. Will he play my song this week? Will he play my song this week? He has to keep saying that until I play his song. All right, before the Waterboys, I'm guided by voices from their latest release, Thick, Rich, and Delicious, with a Dance of the Picnic Ants. Some Lemonheads in there because Allison's starting to happen, and start off the entire set with some brand new music from Ashy Finn. Joyless, the name of that song. Tell me what you thought about that song by dropping me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Tell me about what you think of any of my songs I play. I don't care. I've got some pretty thick skin, and when you email me, I can cry in the comfort of my own home, and you'll never see it. Got a couple more things I really need to tell you before we end the Viva La Monk. And I have one last song. Had a caller call in and inspired me for one more song to wrap up the show. But, you know, in the 1950s, Smokey Bear taught us how to safely build a campfire. Now, in the 70s, he reminded us to properly secure our tow chains, if you remember that. And for generations, he has shown us how to prevent unwanted wildfires with simple safety tips like never burning on a windy day. Like, let's call it today. Always staying with your debris fire until it's completely out. You know, his message remains the same. Only you can prevent wildfires. Smokey lives within all of us. Learn his wildfire prevention tips at smokeybear.com, brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and, of course, the Ad Council. You know, 86 million adults. Probably more than that. I don't know if they keep count of that, but in America, have prediabetes. In other words, one in three adults in this country are at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But the good news is that prediabetes can be reversed. Even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org or take the short online test. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Nope, I didn't want that. I was looking for my background. Now, my background music for this part of things has been the band Free World, a band that I discovered when I was down in Memphis. Got to see them live. Got some of the releases so that we can play them here on WRCT. Spread the love. Spread the joy. Spread the love and joy. Free World. All right, let's get to that last song of the night. Jennifer called in and said, Moxter, I appreciate you playing my songs before, because if you heard, all my requests were from Jennifer's tonight. So, Mike, if you're out there listening, all the mics, your homework is for next week to take all the requests. I figured those are two names that are probably who listen to my show based on a generation. Anyway, Jennifer said, you know, with all the wind, sitting in the dark, listening to your show, sometimes sitting in my car, charging my phone, listening to your show, and however you got to listen to it because of the wind, I appreciate you listening, especially if you didn't have power. If you didn't have power, I'm going to play you The Damned. Ending the show with Wait for the Blackouts. Hopefully that power comes back soon if your power is out. Thanks again for listening. My name is Paul. This is a show called Diva Lamont, heard exclusively here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. Oh, You know, the last person you want to tick off is an attorney. Our rockin' attorney said, Moxer, before you sign off your show at some point during your show, tell them that you're going to play my show from last night afterwards and let everyone know that I have Artemis Pyle on the show because he's at the Lamplight or whatever, that venue out east of the city tomorrow. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Upcoming is an encore presentation of Courts in Session, which originally aired on March 12th of 2026, featuring Artemis Pyle. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. There it is.
The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates.
What gates? What gates is he defending? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. A little Courts in Session for you.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. Guys, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Got a few requests I got to get caught up on from throughout the week, messages you sent to me on Instagram and email. Well, if you want to get a request on the radio tonight, give me a call here at the station, 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. And I've got some tickets to give away to see The Who's Tommy on the big screen in IMAX. Going to be giving away a couple tickets in the second hour of the show, a little bit after 9 o'clock. And, you know, being on the radio for as long as I've been, I learned a long time ago that when it comes to rock and roll, no, strike that. When it comes to rock stars, nothing is definite. But if all the stars are aligned and we keep our fingers crossed, we're going to be joined tonight in the first hour, maybe a little bit after 8:30, with the Wild Man Rock and Roll Hall of Fame drummer talking about Artemis Pyle from Lynyrd Skynyrd. He's going to be calling in. The APB Artemis Pyle Band is coming to the Lamp Theater this Saturday. It's a sellout. No more tickets available. That's what happens when you're one of the all-time great rock and roll drummers. You sell out everywhere you go. But he's going to be joining us tonight, fingers crossed, right around 8:30. First hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or visit them online at atticrecords.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So let's go back to the mid-90s. Donnie Van Zant was still in 38 Special, and they released a terrific album called Bone Against Steel. This was the lead-off single, and it was a good one. This is The Sound of Your Voice, WRCT, 88.3 FM. Okay, this is new from Billy Sheehan's new band, The Fell. This song's called Footprints.
Under fire, already gone to shape this life with my brand new footprints.
From bass player extraordinaire Billy Sheehan, his new band is called The Fell. The track was called Footprints. That's a WRCT debut here on 88.3 FM. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We got a lot of fun going on. Kicked off tonight's show with some 38 special going back to the early 90s with Sound of Your Voice. For all of you punk fans out there, SVT, San Francisco band going back to 1981 with the song Heart of Stone, and talking about great bass players, and Jack Cassidy from the Jefferson Airplane was a member of that band. A couple of years later, Marty Balin, also of Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, would actually have a little hit with that song. Heart of Stone is the name of that tune. Europe by Request, Halfway to Heaven, ended up that set. So do you ride a bicycle? You walk in Pittsburgh? Do you want safer streets and respect for motorists? Well, Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization that works to improve biking and walking in order to reduce the harmful effects of car dependence in our communities. For more free resources and programs, you can connect with Bike Pittsburgh on social media at BikePGH or at BikePGH.org. So keep it right here. In just a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Artemis Pyle of Lynyrd Skynyrd. APB is coming to town. They got a sold-out show at the Lamp Theater this Saturday. So earlier talking about Jack Cassidy from Jefferson Airplane. Well, this request is going out to Eddie and Schaller. For all of you UFO fans out there, Pete Way, their great bass player. A lot of talk about bass players tonight, eh? Pete Way's band, Wasted, in the mid-80s, covered the Jefferson Airplane. And this is a great deep cut request. This is Somebody to Love.
Yeah.
WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. And you just heard Give Me Back My Bullets, Lynyrd Skynyrd classic. And talking Lynyrd Skynyrd, big show rolling into town to the Lamp Theater in Irwin this weekend, this Saturday. It's sold out, and I'm talking about APB, Artemis Pyle Band. And we've got our friend on the phone, Artemis. How are you tonight, brother?
I'm just fine, brother Eric.
So I think this is three sellout shows in a row at the Lamp. They're going to have to build an addition to the theater because people can't get tickets.
Well, that's one of our favorite places to play. And they do have a little wiggle room, you know, around the main theater. So I think that would be good for all concerts if they expanded a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Well, if you're tuning in just now, we've got Artemis Pyle on the phone. And courtesy of Artemis, we've got a single ticket. One sole ticket to give away tonight to some lucky listener. After we say goodbye with Artemis, we're going to give it away for the show this Saturday at the Lamp Theater. So, Artemis, we're so happy to have you in town. For anyone who's going to attend the show, who's never seen the APB band, tell them what they can expect to see.
All right, well, that ticket is courtesy of Brother Eric, because you did buy that ticket, and you're being gracious enough to give that ticket away to somebody that wants to come and see the show. Spring is springing down here in the South, and the flowers and all the trees are budding and blossoming, and I've got pollen. So I hope you can, I don't sound too stuffed up, but the band is better than we've ever been. We're a 7-piece band. We have Barry Lee Harwood that Ronnie Van Zant wrote with and loved. Barry played on the Skynyrd records. He is, an amazing guitarist, mandolin, singer, sings like an angel. He's a songwriter. And I've, you know, played with Brother Barry for years, and he's part of our band. And he's been out with us as far as anything in the music business being permanent. You know, Barry is a permanent member of the band. He lives up in Nashville, and we're so glad to have him. Our keyboard player is Shannon Wickline, that played with Charlie Daniels for 9 years before Charlie passed, and he is a monster. And we have Johnny Jump from Nashville, Tennessee, on 6-string bass guitar. He is an absolute monster. Sings like an angel. Can play anything. I mean, he's an amazing guitar player. But he's playing bass with us. Oh, and he can take a diesel engine apart and put it back together too. So as well as the mainstay in the band, you know, of course, Jerry Lyda and Scott Raines, our lead singer, our front man is Thane, like Shane, but with a TH, Sharon, Thane Sharon. He's from Nashville. He was Ed King's favorite singer. And of course, Ed, you know, wrote Sweet Home Alabama, and we lost him years ago, but Thane was Ed's favorite singer, and Thane has an amazing vibrato. He has a sustain. He's barrel-chested like Ronnie, and he even looks like a Van Zant. He's got blonde hair, and he's the same height as Ronnie, and like I say, he's barrel-chested. He's a baritone, and he's got this incredible real voice. It's not some fake southern rock voice where he just grunts through the songs. He actually has a trained voice, but he applies it to the Skynyrd stuff perfectly. So we have an amazing band. And we are going to do a new Southern Rock album because we have the firepower. We're just looking for the right time to get in the studio and record it. So that's what everybody is going to see when they come to see us.
Well, that is terrific. And I got to tell you, I also heard that the, you mentioned all the musicians. I heard the drummer is pretty good too.
He's been practicing. He's getting better.
We're hoping for the best from him. Talking with Artemis Pyle, the Wild Man himself, sold out show at the Lamp Theater this Saturday night in Irwin. I want to win a ticket. Want to win the last ticket available to see the show? Give us a call here tonight, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. Give it away to the fifth caller. Well, Artemis, so excited to see you guys Saturday night. I've got the whole family and more in tow, and we know it's going to be a terrific show. And come on back on WRCT. You're one of the fan favorites here in Pittsburgh.
Well, man, we're looking forward to seeing you, Brother Eric, and of course, you know, your lovely wife and your sons, they're all, you know, they're just such good people. So we like having good people at our shows, and you always bring the family. Thank you so much, Brother Eric.
All right, my friend. God bless, Godspeed, and we'll see you Saturday at the Lamp Theater. Artemis Pyle, WRCT, 88.3 FM.
just couldn't be the same.
joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org.